It's 42 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Ed Dunn from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. What's going on this morning, Ed?
Well, Brian, there's quite a bit happening out there, and you've been keeping your listeners in tune with what's going on worldwide, and hasn't done a lot to the commodity market with the Syrian strike and different things. The commodity market, for the most part, Brian, this week was pretty quiet. It's been biding time, kind of waiting to see on several factors that are upcoming. We've got another crop report coming out next week. Even though the April report isn't a big one, there's still some thoughts that they're going to incorporate. They know they're going to incorporate the acreage numbers from the last report, and but they won't be doing anything with production until May. There's uncertainty, which has created the negative bias. You know, we've got some negotiations going on in the new administration and some of the trade things they're going to do. You know, obviously the president is going to meet with the president of China, you know, going over some things there. Uncertainty of weather in South America, how it's affecting harvest. Just some question marks that exist, and that's leading to a negative bias pretty much across the board. So let's kind of look at the numbers here, Brian. May corn is currently at 358 and three quarters. That's down 2 on the day and down 5.5 for the week. May soybeans are at 939 and a half. That's down 2 in the day and down about 7 for the week. May wheat is at 421 and a quarter, down 2 for the day and down 5 for the week. Move it over to the livestock side. April cattle are at 119.15. That is down 80 cents for the week, and also it's actually up a little bit today, up about 25 or 30 cents for the day. April feeders are currently 132.50. That's up 55 cents for the day, but that's still down about a buck and a half for the week. April hogs are at 63.50. That's down 42 cents for the day, and also down about $2.20 for the week. The dollar has shown some strength. It's at 100.77, which is up 55 for the week. Gold is also up, and as was mentioned earlier, the Dow is up down 14 in reaction to what's going on overseas at 20,648.
All right, Ed. Well, thanks for that update. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks, Brian. You're welcome. You too.
You bet. Ed Dunn from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign joining us on this Friday morning. It's 8:59. Let's take a quick glance at current conditions around our listing area so far this morning. We've got 42 degrees and sunshine in Urbana. The relative humidity at 59%, barometric pressure 30.11 inches and rising. Elsewhere around the listing area, temperatures on either side of 40 degrees right now. Pontiac Inn at 38 degrees, northwest wind there at 13 miles per hour. Decatur at 40 degrees, northwest wind at 10 miles per hour. Also 40 degrees in Rantoul, northwest wind there 16 miles per hour. And in Danville, 38 degrees with a northwest wind gusting up to 22 miles per hour. In your WILL forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny skies with a high of 57 degrees, northwest wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. A frost advisory in effect overnight tonight, clear skies a low of 36 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 42 degrees at 9 o'clock.